You can't scroll your feed today without seeing AI splashed everywhere. But when it comes to finance, most teams just want one thing: technology that actually helps. Today, we're diving into the topic that's everywhere right now, and that's artificial intelligence. But instead of the hype, we're going to focus on AI that actually helps people, the kind that's making a real, measurable impact for finance teams. I'm Scott Leahy, and this is Esker On Air. To help unpack this, I'm joined by Whitney Thomas. She is the I2C Strategic Solution Manager here at Esker, someone who works directly with organizations adopting AI in their accounts receivable processes. Whitney, great to have you.
Thanks, Scott. I'm glad to be here. And I'm excited to talk about the practical ways accounts receivable teams are using AI instead of just theoretical ones.
Yeah, well, so let's start right at the top. There's so much noise around AI right now. Generative AI, large language models, machine learning. But before we get into the use cases, can you just break down what AI actually means for accounts receivable?
Absolutely. At its core, when you're talking about AR, AI starts with turning data into intelligence. From there, we're enabling systems to think and learn from that intelligence, teaching the system to predict, suggest, and support workflows that allow accounts receivable teams to work smarter. For example, machine learning helps systems learn from payment patterns. Deep learning uses neural networks for complex pattern recognition. Generative AI, or Gen AI as we've heard, can create content like emails or summaries. It's exciting how these AI capabilities enhance tools that AR teams are already using, seamlessly integrating with existing ERPs and more by adding a new AI layer to drive smarter, faster decisions.
So, and we've seen the data here to back this up. Nearly 55% of CFOs are looking to automate manual AR tasks, and 39% say forecasting is now their top challenge. So clearly there's demand for AI that actually helps the finance office deliver those results. Mm-hmm. Now let's get strategic. We've outlined below five key use cases that really move the needle for AR teams. So let's run through them one by one. Number one, let's talk about credit reviews and risk analysis.
Right. So AI now powers smart credit reviews, automatically suggesting credit limits and terms based on configurable rules, even predicting which customers might exceed their limits. Teams receive proactive alerts before blocked orders can even occur. This protects cash flow while still keeping the business moving. Traditional credit reviews can be slow, and they're often based on incomplete data. AI solves that by consolidating data from credit bureaus, ERPs, and past customer behavior into a single dashboard. This allows them to instantly flag anomalies, like when a customer's credit score changes or unusual order spikes. Rather than quarterly reviews, AI enables continuous real-time monitoring. With Esker's AI-driven credit management, our customers have seen credit reviews turn around, drop from 7 to 10 days to as little as 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, so that can be pretty powerful. And it's the kind of agility that I think a lot of CFOs have been asking for.
Right. And I mean, the results speak for themselves. A 2024 payment study found over 70% of treasurers say accounts receivable credit and reconciliation processes are a top pain point. AI is directly addressing those challenges.
Okay. Well, moving on, let's think about credit term suggestions. And I would imagine both at the start of the onboarding period and maybe those recurring reviews as well. So it's not just flagging risk, it's actually coaching teams on what to do next.
Exactly. So AI can recommend credit terms that strike the right balance between customer retention and risk. Like, let's say, for example, it might suggest net 45 for consistently on time payer, or it might tighten to net 15 if the risk indicators rise, suggesting that that could be a risky customer. Over time, the AI learns customer behavior patterns, so decisions aren't based on guesswork. They're backed by data, And because it's built into the workflow, credit managers can accept, adjust, or override recommendations instantly.
So it's kind of like turning every credit analyst into, I guess, a strategist. So it's not just a data chaser.
You've got it 100%. And just like our customers' credit decisions, it's backed by data. Companies using AI for term optimization report up to 18% faster credit decision cycles, which is huge.
All right. Well, now thinking about the cash application side of things and payment matching, this one's a little more fascinating because it touches every transaction, right?
Absolutely. AI's impact on cash application is measurable from day one. Instead of manually sifting through remittances, emails, or PDFs, AI automatically triages and routes them, identifying the payer. It predicts the invoice matches, codes deductions, and even handles exceptions. I mean, over time, it learns from the cash appliers, so automated match rates and accuracy continuously improve. And I mean, the results speak volumes. Laminex cut unapplied cash by 95% within 6 months. Fletcher Steel reduced processing time for 800 plus line item remittances from 2 hours to minutes. That's over a 90% time reduction. On average, Esker customers see not only 40 to 50% fewer exceptions, but 2 to 3 days faster month-end closure as well.
So, I mean, those are pretty wild results there. I imagine all of that is going to free people up to focus maybe on more strategy instead of those repetitive tasks.
That's the goal. And I mean, it's not just about productivity either. It's morale. Teams feel less burned out because they're analyzing results instead of chasing them.
So yeah, thinking about, you mentioned it there at the end, chasing. So thinking about the collections management side of things and maybe using some of those payment predictions that AI can afford us, what kind of insight can you give us here?
Collections can be very manual. Collectors spend time reviewing aging reports to identify the customers that need to be contacted, looking up emails to ensure they aren't contacting a customer who's already reached out, and even reviewing notes to get up to date on the account before making a call. AI flips that on its head. Using predictive analytics, pulling in payment trends, seasonality, and invoice history, AI creates prioritized call lists. This allows the collectors to hit the ground running each morning. On top of that, it identifies and flags high-risk accounts early. Natural language processing even reads customer messages, suggests responses, and it can summarize long threads so that collectors are able to act faster.
Yeah, so I guess teams aren't guessing where to start. They're more being guided by the data.
Exactly. And it's not just efficiency, it's foresight. Managers can see predictive cash visibility 30, 60, or 90 days ahead, which is huge. And after deploying AI-driven collections, one of our customers saw a 71% reduction in past due payments, which made a huge impact to them.
Yeah, and the forecasting is one of the biggest pain points for finance leaders, right?
It really is. In fact, forecasting was named the number one AR challenge by 39% of finance leaders in Strategic Treasurer's 2023 survey. Thankfully, AI is rewriting that story.
And getting towards the end here, we have, you know, maybe when the customers are refusing to pay or not paying that full amount, let's talk about dispute resolution and deduction claims.
It really is. This is one of the most manual, time-draining areas in AR, but also one that AI has the biggest impact on. AI can extract claim data from emails or portals. It can then classify, validate, and route it instantly. This is huge for teams. It even verifies amounts against ERP data, links proof of delivery, and with every claim that's resolved, the system is continuously learning, Scott.
Yeah, and I have to imagine just the accuracy, the speed in which that takes place, that's going to be causing a lot fewer headaches.
It really, really does. Our customers that use Esker's claims and deductions, they report touchless processing for up to 60% of claims. This dramatically lowers their DDO. GB Foods even achieved a 98% order delivery satisfaction rate with almost zero dispute ratios, which is amazing.
Yeah, that is impressive and amazing that these aren't, you know, futuristic use cases. They're happening right now.
Right. Bringing AI into accounts receivable, it's not about replacing people. It's really not. It's about helping them. The insight and the automation that it brings, it makes their lives easier, which allows them to focus on more strategic initiatives overall.
Right. So bottom line, what happens when teams embrace this?
You know, you see risk go down, you see DSO improve, and teams regain time for what actually matters. It's about visibility, control, and balance. And maybe most importantly, you rebuild trust between people and the systems that support them, really.
Well, you know, Whitney, this has been great. I know AI has become a huge buzzword these days. We have had quite a few episodes on this topic, but I'm glad that you've helped us here today show a couple ways that it's proven to help people in the AR sector. So thanks for coming on and explaining it for us.
Thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so if you'd like to learn more about how AI can help AR teams, look at the links in our show notes or check out esker.com. But as always, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.